Running on empty, we can all have this feeling from time to time. I literally seem to have this feeling every couple of weeks. You see, around Easter, I bought a truck, which I love. It's so helpful. All sorts of things have already fit in its bed. It's so practical, high enough off the road for our next sewage and water board flash flood. It so fits. In fact, it's inch perfect in my garage. But it also guzzles gas, and with a tank the size of my previous car, I feel like even with my limited driving, I'm constantly on the lookout for my next fill-up. I suppose I could get frustrated about this, or maybe just stop driving because of this, or I could accept all those other things I mentioned, all those good things that it brings, and fill up again. Running on empty. Again, we can feel like this when we're taking on something for another, when we're suffering quietly, when we're trying to be helpful or practical or fitting. Today we're reminded that these feelings are okay and that our answer is not just to get frustrated or to stop driving. Jesus takes our fumes. Jesus fills us up. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. He fills us again here this morning. May we give him our fragments, our fumes, however many times we need to. We might run on empty from time to time, but we don't run alone.